Here's your money briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen at the Wall Street Journal in New York. Fewer people than ever have a pension plan, a sort of retirement paycheck that allows retirees to make their nest egg last. To fill that gap, 401k plans are starting to feature more investment tools to help retired Americans manage their savings.
You pay in over time, and when you hit retirement, you receive a locked-in kind of guaranteed income.
That's Wall Street Journal personal finance reporter Ann Turgeson. She'll explain some of the features that employers are adding to these plans and how baby boomers have upended the 401k business. That's next. With pensions all but extinct, more 401k retirement plans are making it easier for retirees to stretch out their savings. Wall Street Journal personal finance reporter Ann Turgeson is here to discuss. So, Ann, it seems like we're in a new era of 401k accounts because of the age of baby boomers and how that affects a lot of things, including the fees that go with 401ks.
401k plans are seeing, with baby boomers retiring in greater numbers, they're seeing assets kind of leave the plan as baby boomers take their money out and roll it over to an IRA. That's a kind of a bad thing for plans because in order to negotiate lower fees, they need more assets. So they're trying to hold on to those assets. And as a way of doing so, they're introducing some income-producing investments and services designed to help retirees turn their nest eggs into a paycheck. This is by no means prevalent in the industry, but it's starting to become more commonplace. And I think, change is slow in the 401k industry. Not every employer wants to hang on to retirees' money, but, I think we're going to see more and more of this.
And there's a new law that took effect this year. It allows some 401k plans to offer annuities.
Exactly. So that's actually, added some momentum to this trend. In the waning days of December, Congress passed the SECURE Act, which includes a provision that basically makes it easier for employers to offer annuities. So by no means are you seeing every employer add annuities, but we're starting to slowly see asset management companies add annuities to existing 401k type products, and they're trying to interest employers in offering these things.
And the annuity allows for a regular payout to people.
Yeah, and there's a couple different types of annuities. Actually, there's several different variations, but basically, yes, they all operate on that same variation, which is that you pay in over time, and when you hit retirement, you receive a locked-in kind of guaranteed income.
Are there other income-providing features that employers are able to add to 401k plans?
The downside of annuities, and not every annuity has this feature, but some of them require you to make an irrevocable purchase at a certain time. And within the context of 401k, that's usually sort of at the point of retirement. The choice is up to you. Do you want to buy an annuity or not? Those who buy them, whatever portion of their assets they use and put into an annuity, they may not be able to get that money back. So a lot of employers are, reluctant to embrace that approach, or maybe they offer annuities to people who want that. But, for people who don't want to lock their money up in an annuity, they offer mutual funds that allow you, the mutual funds provide a certain level of payment annually, usually something on the order of 5% of the balance, but it's not a guarantee. So if the market goes down, your income could go down.
But simply relying on a menu of 401k investment choices that are offered by an employer, it might not be appropriate for somebody with a more complex financial life.
Some individuals are very astute and they understand how to manage their money and they understand how to withdraw it in retirement, in order to sort of get a better, maybe they have complex tax situation. So managing the money and withdrawing it can be a complicated task. I mean, some people are ready, willing, and able to take that on. But most people probably don't have the interest, the time, or in some cases, the expertise to do that. So these services are trying to make it easier for them. Some of them take a kind of a one-size-fits-all approach. So if you've got a complex financial situation, you may not just want to automatically roll into an annuity or a mutual fund that, gives you a 5% payout per year. You might actually want to receive more advice. And some employers are also stepping up and offering, some advice components or services to those people.
And by the way, when the owner of a 401k account dies, what happens to the holdings in that account?
So when you set up your 401k account, you should have selected a beneficiary who would receive the assets in the event you die. Most people designate a spouse. If you hold annuities within your 401k, then the answer to that question is something that you should figure out before you buy the annuity. With some annuities, you put your money in, and if you die the next day, you or your heirs don't receive anything back. With other annuities, you put your money in, and there is some kind of a death benefit, whether it's a return of principal or something else. So that's something that you would need to check when you purchase an annuity in a 401k plan.
And that's personal finance reporter Ann Turgeson with us. Ann, thanks for coming on the show.
You're welcome.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen in New York for The Wall Street Journal.